Hello, everybody. This is Mr. Z with the Criminal Minds Radio Talk Show. How we doing today? It's a casual day today, folks. I'm going to be a little casual today. It's a wonderful day here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Wellness Wednesday, and we're going to go get this party started. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to get some light on the subject here. I bought a brand new light bulb last night. I'm still working on it, everything, and I painted this place, and it's still not doing what I wanted to do, so we're going to work on it. But other than that, I'm okay, and I'm happy to be in the world today. It's Wellness Wednesday. I have an excellent guest today called Karen L. Garvey. She's the author of Begin Here. This is BBSRadio.com. Clever Minds, we're turning negative into a positive. How's that sound, everybody? And today, being Wellness Wednesday, I want to talk about wellness. I want to talk about your happiness. I want to talk about everything that can make you happy as a person. Because on Wellness Wednesday, sometimes we fail to realize that wellness doesn't just mean your health. It means wellness in all aspects of your life. And so on Wellness Wednesday today, I had to take off work last night because I'm going through some issues personally, and I wasn't quite well. And I asked the lady, I said, you know, I need to go. And she goes, well, I thought you just wanted to go. She didn't let me go. And I said, look, I need to go because it's a medical aspect. Well, my wellness was not well with me. My mind wasn't quite right. And I'm going to tell you why, folks. I went to work. I went to court on Monday doing some stuff, some family custody stuff. And I parked my car, and when I came out of the courtroom, it wasn't a decision I wanted to hear. And when I got out of the courtroom, guys, they towed my car. So it cost me $200 just to get my car back, money I didn't even have. And it started from there. It's like, really? And after I got off the show Monday, I'm a positive person. And I was like, you know, really? It's like all this negativity just surrounds you, and you try, and I went off, and I have a reason to go off. Sometimes you go off, you need to vent, and I went off to the point where it was to the point that, was I embarrassed? No, because it really pissed me off to the point whereas sometimes people play on you because they think you're soft, or they prey on you in life because they think they can. Sometimes you just have to speak up about things in life, and if you don't speak up, people will constantly bulldoze you over. And the wellness aspect, what I'm trying to say is this on Wellness Wednesday, is this. Before it gets that far, and I'm guilty of this, before it gets too far, you need to start speaking up. And it, even though you speak up sometimes you're not speaking to the right person. Now, in my situation, I spoke up to the thought, speaking up to the right people about certain circumstances happening in my life, and it still didn't do any good. That's what's upsetting to me, but I'm going to rectify that problem. I'm very impressed today. I went to my son's school. And being on Wellness Wednesday, I want to talk to his teachers. I'm an avid believer in staying abreast of what's going on with your children in school and things of that nature. He did very, very good. I was happy with him to the point where I was like, you know what? I owe you something. For once that we've had a teacher-parent conference, that things are what they should be. And I was very impressed with that aspect. If you hear a trash can in the back, folks, that's a trash man going by. I'm here in my studio at home. Back to what I was saying. It started my day off pretty good, and I'm going to continue my day to go off. Sometimes you can't control, you can't control some of the outlying factors that happen in your life, but sometimes you can, and it depends on how you react to them, depends on how they affect you. And I was guilty on Monday on some factors that happened to me and how I reacted. Was it positive? No, it wasn't. Was I embarrassed? No, I don't think I'm going to get embarrassed by my action because I was really pissed off. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes people have to really realize that you're pissed off. Everybody wants you to control your anger. And so you have a right to get angry. You have a right to voice your opinion. Because if you don't, who else is? Who else? I'm not saying who else will do it for you. I have to use proper diction. Also, too, on Wellness Wednesday, don't hold stuff in too much. You got to be very careful what you hold in and what you hold, what you say. Because sometimes holding things in cannot make you healthy. It can eat you up on the inside. Now, this is Wellness Wednesday. I have this lovely lady on. I was reading her book, and she came across some things that are very interesting, and I'm going to discuss them with her today because I like her insight, and she discussed some stuff about 9/11. And here on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show, we turn a negative into a positive. Now, folks, this is the first time you ever see me in a casual aspect because I wanted to be casual today. I've gotten a little bit more stressed out than I normally am, and I wanted to kind of like, let me ease up a little bit. Let me create an environment with a little bit more ease. I'm in like one of my shirts that I bought look kind of casual, but I want to do it today because I wanted to let somebody say this to you on Wellness Wednesday. I did it for a reason. Sometimes you got to let your hair down. Sometimes you got to be who you are and quit putting up airs. But if you don't, then you're not being true to yourself. Hello, Miss Karen.
Hello, how are you? Actually, I now know how you are.
How am I?
Getting better every second.
So what did you have to think about what I just said? Tell me.
You know, it's your circumstances and the things you've been through for the last few days are the typical of what people are experiencing all the time. It's you know, frustration, not being heard, not really knowing the difference between what we are in control of and what we're not in control of. And it's all just on the, these are just vehicles for our discovery. Everything that happens is, it's another opportunity for us to see things from a different angle, for us to learn something else about our place in the world, our interconnectedness, our personal truth, you know, how to be happy, how to be well, and how to perceive our journey from a perspective that's just more and more enlightened in every step that we take.
I totally agree with that. But so my whole thing is this. Tell us who you are, my lady. And welcome to the stage of the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show, where we turn negative into positive. How you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm Karen Garvey. It's nice to be here again with you, Mr. Z. You're always fun. I am a motivational speaker, an author, and an intuitive. I'm also a coach, a professional and a personal coach. So I help people to discover that there is a way to be happy, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of your past, regardless of what's going on today, that there are real techniques and things that you can do to uncover your best self and to pretty much magnetize in a happier, more peaceful journey. And, you know, a lot of people see me today. I'm a happy person, harmonious, you know, talk about Wellness Wednesday. I am well. I am really well. And people sometimes make the assumption that I was born this way or that I'm lucky or I'm blessed. But none of that is exactly true. I created my circumstances. I changed my life consciously. I came from, you know, a challenging beginning, and I learned how to become happy. And I think that's part of what most people just want to realize, is that you can learn how to be happy. It's just not something that's taught in everyday experience. It's certainly not taught in school, certainly not taught in government, certainly not taught around us, but it is something that you can learn. If you're willing to commit to the process, it can be discovered.
Now, you said earlier you're an intuitive, right? Is that what you spoke? Is
yes.
What you were?
Yes.
Can you explain to the audience what an intuitive is, please?
I use the term intuitive in lieu of any other word that means that your conscious energy is not necessarily connected to your body at all times. It just means that I have learned how to know that I am not my body. None of us are our bodies. We're just spiritual beings having a physical journey. And as soon as you start to know that you are not your body and that you're having a journey that's eternal, you can start to access information that's more valuable than what we're typically bombarded with on Earth. You can start to align with principles that are focused on universal wisdom, universal truth, love, the interconnectedness of us all, you know, the capability that every person has to be harmonious and abundant and satisfied and loved and lovable. You know, these are eternal universal principles that most of us have separated from simply because our lives have taken us on a journey of mistruth. So when I talk about being intuitive, it simply means I have the ability to not only be a rationally thinking person connected to my intellect, but I can allow my conscious energy to travel to tap into the river of universal knowledge, I suppose, would be the best way to state it. You know, my experiences opened up much later in life where I found that I could be intuitive. For some people, they tap into it accidentally. Some people tap into it intentionally, but everyone has the capability of opening to their intuition to some level or another. For me, my experience started during the attack on the World Trade Centers during 9/11.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up, because here's what I want everyone to understand, and I tell everybody, we should listen to what our spiritual aspects within ourselves are telling us, because it's telling us for a reason. It's there for a reason. Am I right or wrong?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Because if you feel something's not quite right or something's in here, it's not paranoia, is it?
No, not. For some people, it can be if they've become very, very fear-based. But for most of us, it's an inner alert system that's guiding us toward, you know, happier perspectives and a happier path and happier choices.
So a lot of people
have that inner guidance.
Well, yeah. So see, I'm very intuitive too. A lot of different things, and I don't put it out there so negativity can come towards me. I usually say something's not quite right, and usually I'm gonna be honest with you. That's why I kind of connected with you today. 99% of the time, when I say something's not quite right, and I feel a certain way, it normally comes true. Not that I'm throwing negativity out there or I'm trying to misguide my life. It's that my inner being, my inner spiritual aspect kind of tells me this is not right. Because growing up, when I'm 40-something years old, so right now going through life, my body's in tune to a lot of things that are around me, and my body tells me this ain't right. Something's wrong. You know, you need to pay more attention. You need to be focused. There's a sign there. Your inner being, you have signs within your body, like yell, stop. Turn this way, turn that way. And in a spiritual aspect, I'm trying to see, do you understand what I'm saying with that aspect? You have stuff inside of you that you should pay more attention to on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis. Is that right or wrong?
Completely accurate. Completely accurate. And what, you know, what our culture does is we tend to really value things that are not based on spirituality and not based on that inner guidance system that we have. We tend to value intellect and rational thinking and academia and, you know, successfulness that's only external. So as long as we're focusing on things that are not necessarily relevant or based on universal truth, then we're going to be misdirected. So we don't live in a society where we're encouraged to be and to act intuitively. But me, luckily, I've had the journey where, you know, I have an MBA. Not that these things matter to me anymore, but I got a 4.0 getting my MBA. So I know I'm bright. But I spent, you know, the first 3/4 of my life living as an analytical, intelligent being. And it got me into a bit of a mess because I used logic and reasoning to try to blast through the brick walls that came in front of me. But it's not until you step back from the thinking side of you that you can have more clarity about what's going on. And to listen to the whispers of the universe as you're being directed or guided, and to stop and say, if this happened, it happened for a reason. Let me settle back for a moment and separate from what's going on that feels so dreadful and say, well, what's going on here? You know, everything has a purpose. Within every challenge, there is a benefit. How can I use my intuition to guide me to making the discoveries from this particular challenge that are going to help me to feel more peaceful and to make the greatest use out of the challenge that I had today? And that's what happens. We're in partnership with our universe. We're in partnership with each other unconsciously. We might not even be aware of how powerful that connection is. And things are going to happen that come into our path that allow us to pause. But if we don't pause and we blast through it and we are demonstrating anger and we're acting with our thinking part and not taking the time to pause and to look at it from a different perspective, then we're not going to gain the benefit of the thing falling in our path to begin with. Everything that happens is a messenger for us. It's an opportunity for discovery, an opportunity for awakening.
Good or bad, should we allow man to interact with our spiritual being, with what's in us, or should we take more control? Because you said something about spiritual aspect, and this is on Wellness Wednesday. And spiritual aspect, I'm very in tune with. Right now, you may not like what I'm about to say, people, and I really don't care. I'm having a conflict with my spiritual higher person. Because some of the things that are happening to me in life, I'm not comfortable with. So I was telling a friend of mine, we were on the phone talking, and some things that man has done to me personally has affected me spiritually. How do we not let that happen to us so much? Did that? Am I clarifying that right?
Yeah, you are. Your question is a great question, and it's a question where the answer doesn't just come from one moment in time. We become an aggregate accumulation of every misbelief that we've been exposed to since birth. And when, you know, when we're growing up, people tell us things that simply are not true. They tell us about the limits that we have. They tell us, a lot of people tell us that maybe we're not worthy or we're not lovable. Some people don't protect us or guide us when we have the innate desire and actually privilege of that we should be getting that unconditional love. And when we're separated from the things that keep us connected to our soulful being, then we act more and more human. And everyone has the same process happen. The less love that we're able to receive, usually in our childhood and then reinforced in adulthood, the more we separate from knowing our true self and knowing how worthy we are and how powerful we are and how lovable we are. And so what happens as an adult is our world begins to reflect our personal view of ourselves. And it's nothing but a mirror showing us the unconscious parts of us that got separated from our soul. So when we're looking at someone treating you badly outside of you, it's usually because there's a part of you that hasn't fully awoken and hasn't learned to treat yourself fully greatly, you know, appreciating and valuing who you are in every moment of every day. Even if you can improve or even if you made mistakes in the past, it's not a very easy thing to do to say, in this moment, I really love myself. But when you start to do that more and more, not from a platform of arrogance or conceit or defiance, but if you do it from a place of truth, then the world begins to start to reflect more of that back to you. You know, I've been on this path now, I guess with earnest commitment and diligence, probably for maybe 6 or 7 years. And in 6 or 7 years, I've seen the reflection of what's inside of me completely change my life outside of me. So my life is smooth, has very little chaos, very little challenge. And it's because I've come to a place where I love above all else. I love myself above all else. But I love and value and appreciate everything outside of me to the best of my ability. So I keep magnetizing in the reflection of how it is that I live and how it is that I perceive myself and I perceive things around me. So a conflict outside of ourselves will manifest when there's something inside of ourselves that we haven't seen or turned the light on or looked at or peeked at.
Okay, Karen, now you're saying this, and I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm just going to be realistic about life. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show where I turn a negative into a positive, and I've got Karen, it's Garvey, right, ma'am?
Karen Garvey, yes.
Begin here. Now, here we go. Now, I want you on here because I want you to be realistic with me and for real with me, and the dynamics of what I'm about to say is this. Maybe you can understand this. Every race, every gender has a certain way how they feel about life. And every culture has a certain way how they feel about life. What do you have to say about the input if someone's black, white, or Hispanic? What do you have to say about someone or if they're Hindu or if they're Muslim? Because right now, a lot of different things going on in the world about Muslim aspects. Happiness is happiness universal or is happiness based on a culture? Is it based on a race or a creed? What do you have to say about that?
Okay. What I believe is that when we kind of leap into this physical journey, we do so with a lot of faith that the circumstances that we're given, whatever our race or our nationality or geography, our gender, all of our circumstances, that it'll support our soul's intent. So first of all, I don't think that there's randomness in how we manifest ourselves as physical beings here. So just looking at what our circumstances are can give us little bits of clues as to what it is that we intended to do here on Earth, number one. But number two, we do take on the characteristics and perhaps even the prejudgments of how we are born, whatever our race, religion, culture, geography, and so on, dictate to us. But from the moment of our birth, we're given these signals, these ideas, these identifications are kind of laid on us and then reinforced over and over and over and over again. If you meet someone that's in a really isolated place and they don't have access to world ideas or world knowledge, most of the time you're going to find that the people within that culture truly love themselves. And they don't have a perception of what the value of the color of their skin is. And they don't have a perception of how valuable their body type is or what their weight is or the color of their eyes. It's only when they start to get contrary information to who they are as a soul in this physical form that they start to take on those ideas as being manifestations of what they should be or could be or are not. It's not until we believe the ideas from people around us that are contrary to our soul that we can behave and believe like those ideas. You know, I got to tell you, Mr. Z, one of the funniest things that happened to me is I was, you know, out there doing this for maybe 2 or 3 years, which is not a significant amount of time in the scheme of things. And I kind of glanced back over the last month of the groups I had spoken to. And, you know, I'm a white chick from New York. You know, I don't follow a religion anymore, but I was born and raised in a Christian family. So this is how people see me and perhaps define me. But when I glanced at my journey of the month that had just happened, I realized I had just addressed an all-black audience. I had just addressed an all-Muslim audience. I had just addressed an all-Hindu audience. I had just addressed an audience that was almost entirely composed of Jewish people. And if you think about it, why are those groups of people inviting me in? You know, I don't fit their idea of what it means to be a person. I don't fit their idea of someone that could understand their perspective in the clothing that they wear or the journey that they're having. You know, think about Hindu, for example. Most of the people that I know that were born and raised in India, you know, their form of religious respect is that they honor someone that's considered to be a guru within their own culture. And as you're working toward your path of enlightenment, you align with a guru that you believe can help you manifest your own enlightenment. Now, this is not typically a culture that's going to invite in someone that's not within those parameters. So if I've got an audience of people that are taking value from the things that I'm saying, and each one of these audiences is having perceived value in the things that I'm saying, that means that we are all connected, we are all one, that we have more in common than we do of things that separate us. And as long as we continue to peel away the misbeliefs of separation and isolation, the unity that we perceive will create ripples of bonding in the world rather than ripples of separation. So I don't perceive myself as being different. I see myself as having different circumstances. But as a soul, we have a lot in common.
Okay, but all right. Now, I hear what you're saying, and you say you're a white chick from New York, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm a African American in Las Vegas, Nevada, from Texas. And sometimes people think they can tell I'm black, and sometimes they can't. But I think my tone of my voice, because sometimes I can make it really, really deep. You know, that's got to be a black guy, you know what I'm saying? So I deal with that on that aspect. But do you feel, since you're a white lady in America, that you're privileged more than any other person? So your happiness might be based on a different aspect than somebody else of a different culture or creed?
You know, I think that maybe the world gives me more opportunity in this path. But as far as being privileged, as I said earlier, you know, I come from circumstances that were quite tough and also more tough than most people that I've met. So, you know, what kind of privilege is it for being born in situations that are so challenging? So I don't necessarily think that, you know, being white in America, being white female, is unto itself the absolute privilege. one of the things that I love to do is I love to respect and honor and learn about people that defied what their circumstances have indicated they should become. And to me, you know, I like to dance around in my mind's eye the people who have made the greatest difference in helping to increase the positive level of awareness of humanity. And it's people that stepped out of the limit of whatever boundary they perceive that their circumstances dealt to them. And there's no greater example of that than Martin Luther King. I don't worship anybody or anything, but I do feel a great amount of respect for people who have achieved something to fully realize the greatness that is within them. And so one of the people that I admire the most greatly is Sidney Poitier. And why is it? Because I have such respect for people who don't let the world define who they are. Because inside every person is a fully realized, fully powerful being that's capable of achieving what it is that they want to. And it's important that we each learn to strip away the limit, strip away any feeling of circumstance limiting what we can do. You know, and you know what? There's a lot of, in our society in particular, there's a lot of reward if you're down and out. You know, look around you. You'll see that when people are in circumstances that seem to be very dire, we're very willing to, you know, dust people off and help and support and appreciate them. But we don't really show much appreciation for people who are already in a position of being harmonious. You know, we don't reward happy people in our society.
We
reward unhappy people. And that alone is a good enough incentive for us to remain unhappy, because then when we're being rewarded outside of ourselves, it makes us feel like we're loved. You know, getting attention makes us feel loved.
Well, my analogy on it is this, all right, and I'm glad you said that. When people are at the top of the cream of the crop of everything, it's our society, and I've only been in our society here, we're so quick to want to knock them off their throne. Charlie Sheen, for example, or say when Lindsay Lohan was going through her problems, what's that other girl's name? Wesley Snipes is now in trouble. When everybody's up there, we feel that they're okay, so we don't have to praise them or help them out. But we should commend some people when they've gotten there. But we look behind the scenes, and we don't really understand a lot of stuff that's going on with the dynamics of people. Now,
yes.
With you in this aspect as well, too, and why I'm speaking to you today is why I want to be so candid about what's going on Wellness Wednesday. And please, can you please tell us who you are? Because I hadn't had time enough to ask who you are again. And tell us how to get in touch with you, please.
I'm Karen Garvey, and you can get in touch with me through my website, which is either The Answers Unlimited, spelled out, The Answers Unlimited, or KarenGarvey.com. Likewise, you can email me, Karen@KarenGarvey.com. I answer every email, so, you know, if you think you haven't heard from me within a day or so, just send it again, and maybe your spam filter took out my response. KarenGarvey.com.
Well, I'm getting a couple of books, folks, in the mail, and like all the books that I keep getting, they're going out. So I'm very upset with myself, but I'll only keep a copy for myself. And you can see it right now on the webpage. I have it right here. I'm on Ustream TV Live. You can see my happy face. This is Wellness Wednesday. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show, where we turn a negative into a positive. And I have a lovely author with me on the day, and we're talking about Begin Here is her book. And you have a lovely picture, my lady, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. One thing that I want to cover today is this, and I was reading your book, and my friend was talking to me, and she didn't answer her phone, and I told her, I said, you need to answer your phone. And she goes, well, if it's important, they'll call back, or I'll call back. You have a topic in there about in your book about answering the phone, feeling guilty and stuff like that. Can you cover that for me, please?
Well, it is, guilt is just kind of a funny topic to begin with. You know, guilt is something that, where it's usually saddled on us at a pretty young age, that people give and withdraw love based on the choices that we make. And it can be very debilitating. So it's something that you want to look at. and to sit in the driver's seat of your own journey and allow yourself to make choices that are right for you. And, you know, if you're making choices that are right for you, you're being a loving person because you're loving yourself. And as you're growing the ability to love, it naturally extends itself toward loving others. So if you're choosing not to pick up the phone, it is okay, because in that moment you're loving yourself and saying that what I'm doing in this moment is a priority and I will turn my attention here. And when you do so, you turn your attention and honor that phone call in whatever way you can, meaning you don't disregard it. You either return the phone call or type out an email or, you know, do whatever is being asked of you to respect the person that it is that contacted you. So, you know, it might sound selfish, but it's very important that we start to think of what we do and what we choose in terms of ourselves first and then others. It's a little bit like when you're on a plane and the flight attendants are showing you what to do when the oxygen masks come down. You know, it's always right. First put your own mask on and then attend to the needs of others, because then you can all have oxygen. Well, happiness is the same thing. Put your happiness mask on first, then attend to the happiness needs of others. Then they'll have the potential to be happy. You can't make them happy, so it's still their choice. But if you attend to their needs above yours, you're going to be dead, so you can't help them or be happy. So the point is, focus on knowing what you want. And I know a lot of people think that that sounds selfish in the beginning. But
who cares?
But you have to start to learn to think of things in terms of what you want. We haven't been taught to say, what do I want, what do I want, what do I want? We're taught to say, you should be this. You should get this kind of degree. You should drive this kind of car. This is how you should look. This is what your weight should be. But we're not asked to say, what do you want? So you have to start to listen to your own mind. What do I want? Listen to your own feelings. What do I want? And interestingly, the more you're choosing, the more you naturally want to extend that feeling toward other people. So suppose, like tonight, I just plain old don't feel like cooking dinner for my family. I have to say, what do I want? Well, I don't want to cook dinner. Now, am I going to feel guilty about it? If I don't have a family that's capable of putting together a meal, you know, if they go unfed, then guilt is a choice for me. Maybe I can provide a different pathway for them having food. But maybe I'll change my mind later and say that an extension of my happiness is to provide a well-balanced meal for them. So making the time is not a sacrifice. It feels like a privilege, because this is how I want to spend my time, and this is the thing that I want to give to my family because it makes me happy. It's an interesting perspective to think that you can be doing things for other people and still be satisfying your own happiness. Not every task that we take that leads to long-term happiness is going to be fun, but that's okay. We can still choose to do it because it aligns with our principles and aligns with our overall goals. You know, the way I look at it like this, like if an entrepreneur is opening a business and in the beginning when they're in the red, they've got to clean their own bathroom. Are they going to walk into that bathroom and pound on things and curse and this is a horrible life because I have to clean this freaking bathroom? No, of course they're not going to. They're going to do that task, even if it's not their first choice of what they want to do. And it's going to feel like a privilege because they're working on their path of creating a viable, prosperous business, and they feel passionate about their overall goal. So it's not selfish to do what you want. It's about noting sometimes how things that you want to do might not be the most fun in the second, but they add up to your overall goals. Having a harmonious life, having a healthy body, having prosperity, you know, being happy and being free.
Now, how can I put this? When it comes to happiness, do you think the universe is happy, or you think the universe is in a negative state of mind. What do you think?
I think that, that's a funny, that's a good question. It really is.
Why is that a good question? Tell me, why do you think that's a good question?
I think it's an excellent question because the perception is that there are more unhappy people and there are more negative things going on out there in the world. But there's two other angles to look at this from. I believe that positive power contains more energy than the lack of positive power, which is what we see as negative. So one happy person can have more energetic effect than 10 unhappy people. The power is stronger. When you align with the power of happiness, you're aligning with the power of love. And the power of love is the most powerful force in existence. So it doesn't take number for number for number of numbers of people to be happy, to have an energetic effect of being greater than those that are negative. And I also see that if we witness the history of the human experience, we are heading toward more and more happiness. The pockets of people who are living in ignorance, the numbers of people as a percentage of population are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Granted, those populations are more visible, you know, number one, because they're pronounced in what it is that they do to create chaos, but also because of the media's advancement of that knowledge rather than advancing the knowledge of happy things. But the percentages of people that are creating things that are negative is decreasing. And if you think about it, the history of just simply World War II to now, you know, a conflict now may seem devastating, and any conflict can create, you know, such pain and loss as the conflicts that we're in now, but they're nowhere near at the energetic level of the conflicts from World War II, the amount of casualties.
I disagree. Here we go. I'm going to tell you why. I think this. We are so easy to get into any more confrontations more than ever. Mr. Obama just decided to go over to Libya, whatever, to have another conflict. We're fighting more and more today, I feel, than we've ever fought before. The people are not dying as much because it's not as much hand-to-hand combat, but I still think we're having more confrontation than we've ever had in the world today. Maybe because social media, because media is showing us more things, but I'm not a negative person, but I think the universe is putting out more negativity than it is putting out positive. Because
I think it's being reported. But actually let me comment on the conflict now, okay?
Okay.
I want to start with the moment of 9/11. All right. If you know, of course we understand the loss and the devastation and the crisis that resulted from 9/11. But there's not a lot of people that are talking about some of the benefits that came from 9/11. And it's not a popular topic to talk about because no one wants to say that anything good could have come of anything that dreadful. But think about this. Every person that knew someone that was involved in that tragedy that day, they grew their appreciation of the value of life. They grew their appreciation of kissing their children when they went to bed at night. They grew their appreciation of the value of being alive. And then people who knew someone, they grew their appreciation. So we were given the opportunity to increase our ability to connect with those who are here and to love one another. We also increased our ability to recognize what we will not tolerate. And sometimes Americans and everyone throughout the world, we make our better awakenings through contrast than we do through aligning with what's good. And when we find what we don't want, it helps us get closer to what we do want. And so right now, between 9/11 and today in Libya, yes, we've entered into more conflicts. Of course, the conflicts are having fewer deaths than, of course, the 9 million during World War II. But what we're doing is with smaller numbers of loss, we're increasing people's ability to say what we will not tolerate. So today's notion of whether or not we should be at war, it's a very strident notion. you know, we have a lot more people that are believing that peace is possible and that there are ways to work creatively with helping to align with peace. And the more people that are aligning with that, it gives an indication of where we're heading. I don't see people out there with signs up saying, invade Libya, invade Libya. You know, we're not saying fight, fight, fight. What we are saying is step down, take a different angle, look for another position, think about another peaceful opportunity. How can we avoid conflict? How can we connect soul to soul? How can we remove our barriers? How can we unite? How can we connect? This is what people are saying. And as soon as there's enough curiosity for people to be saying it, then the solutions can start to bubble up.
Okay, now, here we go. On this aspect, my show is called Clever Minds, Turning a Negative into Positive. This is Wellness Wednesday. My name is Mr. Z. I'm here with Karen Garvey, the author of Begin Here, Discover Love, the Foundation for All Else. Do you believe... I'm gonna go out for a minute and just mess with people's head because I like doing that because I can. Do you believe there's somebody else within the universe besides just us here on Earth? How do you think about that? Because here's the thing that why I'm bringing this up. I'm not trying to get all willy-nilly on people thinking that I'm interterrestrials and all the other stuff. I'm just saying that the dynamics of what we are as a culture or as a race or as a creed on this Earth, the dynamics of what goes on here, it has to be something higher, but something besides just us. What do you think about that?
I love the way you think. It's a very fun program to be here with you. I like that you're controversial. I like that you're willing to think outside of the box. It's excellent. It's very stimulating. What I believe is that when we're not in our physical form, we are love. We are unconditional love, and we are in a state of bliss. When we come to Earth, Earth provides us with the opportunities to align with things that are negative. It separates us from our soul, separates us from our loving selves, and allows us to behave or think or act in ways that we see as being evil. So what is the force that exists other than just, you know, maybe ourselves or our souls? I just believe that it's the evil that develops on Earth when we separate from the power of love. But I also believe that if you reignite your ability to know what love means and what it feels like and to align with thinking and feeling with the quality of love, then the evil and the negativity starts to dissipate and it starts to become less and less. So the power other than the human experience that I see is, yes, I believe that there is an original creator. I believe that that creator, the original source of all life, is exactly equivalent to the energy of love. And I believe that that is within everybody and everything. It gets hidden. Human experience hides it. But it's our privilege to be able to uncover it and to find it every place that we can. And as long as we're focusing on finding it, we're going to find it more and more and more. One of the reasons my journey is a happy journey is because I choose to focus on the positive, and I bring more positive into me. Some of the people and the circumstances and the possibility and the potentiality of our journeys tends to be positive. So what I do think is that if we want to really change this world, and now what I'm about to say is going to sound corny, but you got to get down to the corny stuff sometimes. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of fluff. But if every person on this earth starts to take responsibility for the children that are on the earth, and if they're not being loved in their own homes, if they're not being valued in their own homes, if they're not being appreciated in their own homes, then we have the privilege of appreciating them. So that means there is no child that is only the responsibility of their own parents, because there's plenty of parents that have so many burdens from what they experienced in their journey that they simply are doing the best they can within their level of awareness, and they don't have access to good parenting qualities. But those of us who do can love a child that's not being loved at home. And if every child in every corner of the globe is loved, we're not going to have conflict. It may take 20, 30, 40, a million years, But if we love our children, we'll keep them connected to their spirits, and there will not be conflict. No, yes, it's corny, but if we don't if we don't take one step, then you really can't complain about the things that are not being done on Earth.
Well, my thing is this. I mean, really, my godmother just gave me something. It says God has already said there will be wars upon wars. He said he is the outside the universe making the decision because he's the total being. Basically, what she's saying is that he knows what's going to happen. We know as human beings that we have conflict within ourselves. And you said something in your book. We're taught about conflict. We're taught about deceit. We're taught about guilt. This is Wellness Wednesday on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. And one of the reasons why I wanted you to have you on today is this, and because I have about 15 minutes before I get out, is that wellness begins within yourself. And if you don't take care of yourself and teaching your children or the world about being happy and being well, we're destined to not be successful at all in this universe. And here's the thing. Even though the universe was created in a very vile and negative aspect, think of all the good it's created. It's created the planets. Everything, explosions and this, that, and the other thing. If you watch the Discovery Channel, it teaches you about how the universe was created and how this small little atom just kind of exploded and became this and became that. That was a violent aspect. But look at all the good that happened out of that. You see what I'm saying? So all that negative has become a positive. And this, and on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show, my theme is this. Turning a negative into a positive. Now, if we look at that and take it within our hearts and really try to see the good, sometimes it's just not good out there. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just not there. But all the stuff that happens to me on a day-to-day basis, all the negativity that happens to me, I still try to have a good look. When I walked out of court, my car got towed. Was I pissed off? I was livid. Did I yell? Yes, I did. Did I act the ass? Yes, I did. But I had a right to be upset. The whole thing about the negative that came out of that is this. My dumb ass won't park that way again. So why are you laughing?
Oh.
So,
I liked you so, instantaneously when I met you.
So I get it. So my whole thing is this. Today, before I get out, I want to let everybody know who you are so I can wrap everything up. And I give you a couple of moments, and I'd like to have the privilege. So something I have not quite covered. Can you give me something you haven't quite covered in only 3 minutes that you'd like to cover for me, please?
Okay, sure. Once again, you asked me to identify myself. I'm Karen Garvey. You can reach me at karengarvey.com. Email karen@karengarvey.com. If the name is challenging to remember or to spell, you can go to theanswersunlimited.com. Just spell it all out. I'll tell you one of the fundamental principles that I discovered that helped me on the long journey to peace and happiness. And here's the principle. Everyone is doing the best that they can within their level of awareness. We're all born pure souls, but that gets hidden by the misbeliefs or the neglect or maybe even out-and-out abuse that we receive from the world around us. But even if we're receiving actions from others that are unkind, the people who are behaving in that way are doing the best that they can within their level of awareness, trying very hard to strip away the negativity that was imposed on them throughout their journey. But when you start to recognize that everyone is doing the best that they can within their level of awareness, it helps you to become at peace when someone is unkind. It helps you to become less judgmental, which is one of the strongest pathways to peace, is to let go of judgment. So it's a matter of also giving a natural pathway to forgive those who have harmed you. You know, I can't tell you how many times I've had clients who were beleaguered by some form of abuse or wrongdoing at the hands of another. And when we work together, they finally come to the point that they recognize that that person did better than what was done to them. And from that pathway, it's not about, you know, taking away the responsibility for that person's actions by any means, but it is taking away some of the blame. So you can take ownership of the fact that you still have the ability to be happy, and you still have the ability to be whole and understand that the people around you are always doing the best that they can within their level of awareness. You know, it's remarkable that our interconnectedness, it allows us to magnetize in people that want to bring us benefit. But if we're deeply saddled in masks and layers and baggage, we're going to push other people to their soul's intent, but only through negative means. But our soul didn't want us to do that. Our soul just wanted us to push one another. And sometimes we're pushing each other to find that we are resilient and to find that we are strong and to find that we are powerful. And if we've done it through negative means, we would have preferred to do it through positive means, but we separated from our ability to remember how to be loving. So the key is just to start to know that everyone is doing the best that they can within their level of awareness. And
okay.
To treat people yeah. as such.
I like that. What you say. And so, because sometimes we have to give handicaps to some of these idiots out there who are stuck on stupid, and they just not aware of a lot of things they're doing. Or if they are aware, they choose not to be totally aware of the consequences of things they're doing. Because I'm going through some things right now that I'm looking at people, it's like, are they conscious of what they're doing, or are they not conscious of what they're doing? Thank goodness that the universe has given me enough power and the strength come from where I've come from the bowels. I'll be honest with you, from the bowels of the self-destruction behavior, that I can go out and give a message through the Clever Minds Radio talk show, that someone, if one person gets it, that means I've done my job. And so when you're on the air today, if anybody gets inspiration from this Wellness Wednesday, that I've done my job. And it makes me feel happy to have the ability to do this and make people aware without the universe. And I like the way you said, our body is just a vessel. It's not who we really are. It's not really who we are spiritually. And the outerlying aspect, if we treat it more so as a vessel and really go to a higher aspect and take our consciousness to a higher level of what we're really about, I think we'll be all, as a nation or as a world, will be a lot better in life, regardless of your race, your creed, religion, or anything about you, or if you're an atheist or you're a woman or anything. Does that make sense to you?
Without a doubt, completely. I completely align with your idea.
I'm looking out my window right now, and I'm looking at the disgust that I have about some of the things in Las Vegas, Nevada. Am I happy with this city? No. I think this is one of the worst moves I ever made in my life, but I'm here, and I'm going to make the best of it. But the whole aspect about it as well, too. Now, on the side token of this, maybe perhaps this is what the universe wanted me to go through in life. Because, look, I created a radio show being out here. I've created some good. Does that make sense? So even though I may not like some of the aspects of it, I have to look at the other side of the coin. Now, does the negative outweigh the positive? I don't know on this aspect, but I do know that being on this Clever Minds Radio talk show, having guests like you, having BBS Radio give me the ability to bring to the forefront authors such as yourself, being intuitive, as you said, and letting everybody else know it's okay to be intuitive about things that happen to you in life. It's okay for you to sit back and say, be a little cautious about things. But it's not okay for you to ignore the things that your body was in you. Does that make sense? Because your body's telling you things for a reason. It's not just telling you stuff because it wants to just communicate. It's telling you because you need to be in tune with what's going on around you in society to be happy,
yeah.
to be well. Does that make sense, ma'am?
Completely, completely. Yes, listen to the messages of yourself. Listen to the messages around you. And get yourself into a place where you're not thinking so much and you're attuning more.
I mean, because you said something about in 9/11, you were jogging or something, where you said you turned on TV and you saw the second plane hit. Now, I don't like talking about negativity too much because it throws out in the air, but I'm going to be very honest with you. You said, I've done certain things in life where I felt a vibe about something, and come to find out it was true. I have something that goes on with me right now in my life. And I'll be very honest with you. Every time that feeling comes up, the exact feeling I feel, something happens. Does that make sense to you? No matter what happens, I have that feeling, and I know something's not quite right. It might happen right then and there, but a week down the road, and I try to ignore that feeling. Don't do that to yourself, huh? Do you ever try to just push that feeling? You try to not to accept that particular sign, but when
definitely.
The
fastest way to understand our intuition is by ignoring it, because then we get to see outside of ourselves what happens when we ignore intuition. So it helps us to remember to heed it next time and see that there's real value in paying attention to our intuition.
Now, the secret always says that you should, you know, formulate or try to attract positive things in your life. And I agree with that in some instances. But sometimes things, excuse my language, bleep just happens. Is that true?
I have to say that I don't think that bleep just happens. Everything happens as a consequence. Everything happens as a magnet. Everything happens as, you know, as a product of something that already began. What I do is I love to use science to help support spiritual wisdom rather than seeing spirituality and science as separate or going to different directions. They really do support
each other.
And chaos theory has proven that there's nothing random in the universe. So you know what? Bleep does not just happen. Everything happens purposefully. You know, and it's good to, I like to think of it as the spider on the wall. There's a spider on the wall behind me when I'm speaking. You're not going to be able to pay attention to my words until the spider is gone. The spider on the wall in the universe is the things that are capturing your attention, the things that are out of place. If you pay attention to those spiders on the wall, you're listening to the whispers of the universe, and you're acting in alliance with understanding that the universe is your partner. So listen to the messages. Look at the things that are out of place. Look at the things that are capturing your attention. Look at the things that are unusual. Getting your car towed is unusual. You know,
no,
you
it is.
Listen to the message for most of us.
They set my ass up is what they did, the little preach.
But the circumstances behind it mean that there's a message there. There's something that you're wanting to know and to discover about what you're thinking or feeling or believing.
Okay. We have to go out in a minute, and I'm going to wrap it up with some ending words today. Tell us who you are, and stay on the air until I wrap everything up. Can you tell us who you are and how to get in touch with you, please?
Karen Garvey, and you can reach me at theanswersunlimited.com or karengarvey.com. You can email me, karen@karengarvey.com. And again, I answer every email. If you think you haven't heard back from me, check your spam filter or contact me again.
All right. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate it. I'm going to wrap up a little bit here my post-show today. This is the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. This is Wellness Wednesday, where we're turning negative into a positive. Here's my insight about wellness, folks. I want you to understand something. Spiritualness, wellness is all around you no matter what. It depends on how you search it out. If you have an ailment, and I understand some people have ailments, have things that happen to them, and I always say, I cannot cure that, but what I can give you information to go to find the right person. I only want to bring happiness to everybody. I've had a trying life, but I'm happy still. My happiness comes with it within. The lady said earlier in the show, you have to take care of yourself. Like when you're on the plane, the oxygen masks fall down. You have to put one on yourself first and then take care of the child. That's what I'm trying to tell you on Wellness Wednesday. Take care of yourself. It's not selfish, folks. It's about happiness, wellness. Please always do that, because here's the thing. My godmother stays with me. My son lives with me. I have two other kids. I'm negative sometimes. But if I don't make myself happy, it vibes out to everything about this house. Also, if you don't make yourself happy, it vibes out to anybody who's in contact with you. So why would you want that to be that way? If you're miserable, figure out what's making you miserable. Get it out of your damn life. If your child's making you miserable, find out a way to make your child a better person. Sometimes they're stuck on stupid. But if they're stuck on stupid, if you're educated enough to watch this show, you're educated enough to find some help for the people that you are in your life. And if you need help yourself, reach out. Reach to me, Mr. Z. I have a lot of books, folks. Trust me. I've got authors out the yang-yang. I can help you. The day is this. We're going to do this. Work on your wellness Wednesday. This is all about being happy. It's a beautiful day in Las Vegas, Nevada. I love you, America. Peace out, and I will see you when I see you. And the whole thing about today is this. Why so serious, folks? It's not that serious. Just be happy, okay? Just be happy. That's all I want you to do. We're going to go ahead and say goodbye today on the Clever Minds Radio Talk Show. And I'm going to let you figure out what's going on. My music is not happening, but you know what? I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to call it a day. I'll talk with you later. Have a great Wednesday. Peace out. Bye-bye.